Are you looking for a pathway to achieving your dreams? Do you need a blueprint on how to get a hold of your dream career? Then head to BTDT Hub, a leading human capital development company, which focuses on careers, recruitment, employability, enterprise, and education. Their services include organizational and personal development trainings, recruitment process outsourcing, employee engagement, digital communications, CSR opportunities, youth empowerment programs, personal branding, CV, cover letter upgrade, LinkedIn profile optimization, interview support, and business plan writing services, career and employability masterclasses, including placement schemes and career fairs, and study abroad advisory services. BTDT aims to empower minds and early career professionals. What are you waiting for? Head to www.btdthub.com to find more information about their services and make inquiries.
Welcome to another exciting season of your favorite podcast, the So Nigerian Podcast. Yeah. And if you're new here,
Happy New Year.
I am your boy, your only Dami Aros, and with me, yeah?
Dami Aros.
Isaac Medici.
Yes, and you guys are welcome to the podcast that talks about relatable content to an average Nigerian youth. So everything but in the Nigerian way. So keep it locked and stay tuned.
Welcome, guys, to So Nigerian Podcast. Yeah. We are going to be talking about all things reproductive organs, pregnancy, female problems, female feelings. Guys, we're in the mood. So Nigerian Podcast has been hijacked by a female, and this is the type of podcast that we're doing
now.
Yes,
girl. Go queen.
Female empowerment. That's what we're doing right now.
You have
guys, finally, it is long overdue. A female is on this podcast. Whoa! Excuse me. Can I get
Drum roll.
Thank you very much. Your one and only Joe Billions. Joanna. Joe the money. Joe for the money. Guys, I'm here. I'm here, you guys.
Don't you say that.
All right, you guys, this is a Valentine's Day episode. Dami Larry, take it away. Also, subscribe to So Nigerian. Rate So Nigerian. Do everything for So Nigerian. Yeah, So Nigerian is the best.
She's doing more than we're doing.
Exactly. I mean,
you guys, because I'm selling it. I know how to sell things. Thank you very much.
Yes. You guys have met Joe Billions, Joanna. Yes. From her name, you already know she has a rich, bitch energy. So just...
Okay, period.
you guys are welcome to another exciting episode. You already know the three of us, so just introduce Joanna.
Yes, and you guys see, I'm sure that you guys are going to love me because obviously my vibe is 10 out of 10.
It's not a nice vibe.
Official, official sources have called this false.
It's not a nice vibe. Why are you wearing shades?
I'm wearing shades because my baby has to come out.
Are you sure?
It's not a nice vibe.
You guys don't know me. So, yes, you guys, Joe Billions in the house. Joanna, actually, to be fair, like, I beg, Joe Billions is not my name. Like, that's actually like my
You know, she's speaking my into spirit, existence.
Exactly. I'm speaking into existence, how rich I'm going to be, how wealthy, how successful, all the things I'm going to attract. So,
what
guys,
does they pray for you?
Amen. We love that. So, I'm here at the podcast. We're going to be talking about all fun stuff, and I'll bring my female perspectives to this, to all of you guys. I'm sure you guys have been missing that female, like, voice, that female touch, the female brain.
We're very gender neutral.
She said,
gender inclusive. So,
she said, female brain, like,
what about it?
Okay. I actually do agree.
Okay,
and you know, like she said, today's episode is, you know, love language, Nigerian love language, Valentine's edition. And Valentine is coming. What's happening? What's your plan for Valentine?
Exactly, tell us what Medici your plan is for Valentine. First of all, who has a vows? Let's go from there. Who has a vows?
JB, do you have a vow?
I don't have vows.
Come on, wife.
She's looking for a tech bro into
I'm
the oil
for industry.
I started programming.
He cannot be a thousand years.
Wait,
the question was who has a Valentine's? And the point is, I don't have a Valentine's. I'm looking for a femtech bro. Anybody that is earning in between six figures, any of that. Hit me up. Listen, like, you guys, hit me up.
Please don't touch me, I'm married.
Are you married or you were married?
It's true. Okay. As we all know, even though like I've not been here the past season, but we all know that Isaac was in a relationship last season.
You know what about Buhari is that the way Buhari moved these things these days, we just don't
the roads
know.
Are terrible.
The roads are terrible.
When is making
this road, bro?
Actually, Isaac,
you're on season two, like you're a new man in season two. I mean, come on, you're single. Like, how does it feel?
New year, new me.
Bro, you're scum.
At least we have to know where is this person.
She's in her house.
You had a Valentine's last year. We want to know where is she now.
So you know, Valentine's Day is in a few days, and everybody has been asking, what's your plans for Valentine? But you don't need to ask. Some people do not have plans. People that have plans, they have the plans, and then they plan things for their vows or whatever. You can spend Valentine's Day with family. Do you get this, you know, platonic love? Yeah, all those kind of things.
Yeah, that's cute.
So do you get, you can...
With a bottle of wine, you know, just, you know...
Yeah, wine.
Netflix.
Wine,
you know, chocolates, Pepsi. Cookies.
No. Okay, let's get into the program. Because I feel like Valentine's Day... is a day for love, is a day for celebration, is a day for everybody to come together. People that are in relationship, that are not in relationship, anybody, just come and celebrate what? Love. Hello, V.
So that means
stop. No. Anybody can be my vow. Like, you guys, stop. When I was in high school, like when it was Valentine's Day, my mom bought me a teddy bear, a card, all of that. So your parents can be your
anybody. Yeah, my dad has actually given me.
Exactly.
That's tragic. I can't get some gifts from your mom.
Okay, you guys. Let me actually give you the worst one. One time in secondary school, they were doing everybody's boyfriend was buying them cake, everything. You know, my own guy got me. Plantain chips. Shout out to you. I know you know who you are, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for being thoughtful and getting me the plantain chips. I really appreciate it.
Can I cut it? I mean, the little things matter.
Yes, no.
The little things matter. But let me tell you what
it taught
me.
Prior to Valentine.
Let me tell you what it taught me. It taught me that I like money. I like fancy things. I don't like planting sheep. What I want you to get me
you
for Valentine's Day.
Even though it was a tech bro, my
friends were getting cakes at it.
You don't know.
In high school.
Yes, there was like
he did the best he could. Like, come on now.
Whatever. My point is that...
Wait, for lunch normally in high school, do you eat plantain chips? If you did, I mean, the guy did the best he could.
Yes!
He paid attention to you.
He was actually putting
he paid attention to me.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I was not saying that I wanted plantain chips.
If you ate plantain chips during lunch normally, I mean, it was thoughtful. Like, things you love.
Maybe you mentioned it before. I miss plantain chips.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you mentioned it before.
These chips are so good.
But so does that mean that people put less thought into gifts than gifts?
Yeah, some people do, though.
No, okay, you guys. First of all, from a guy's perspective, I want to know whether you guys expect gifts on Valentine's Day or whether, like, you feel like most of all, you are the ones that have to give the gifts.
Women are broke now, so normally men give the
gifts. Excuse me, they are stacked.
Drop his hand.
Bro, don't bring out the feminist in me because I'll get angry. I'll fight you right now.
Women are broke.
Excuse me, first of all, I'm about to attack Dami right now. I'm about to, like, I'm about to
specify you. Specify you.
Not Dami, Arosa. I'm about to attack Dami, the other Dami. I'll tear shirts. First of all, there are so many stats about how marriage decreases the life
of
women. No, you guys are not going to treat me like this. Like, I'm not actually going to take it. My point is, nobody should say women are broke. Right now, today, women are some of the most educated people in the country. Like, they are looking
so
more
educated
than men. Bro, don't piss me off. Like, my what do you call it? Because my chest is already boiling right now. It's already
boiling. I mean, come on, I'm boiling. Also,
it's already boiling. See. My point is that who is more educated above or the other aside? Who, like, what does the gender role say Valentine's Day? Who should give gifts? And also, you guys, hashtag us as So Nigerian Podcast on Twitter so that we can know. Like, give us your opinions. Like, let us know. Ask Damiros, tell him. And right, you know, join in on the conversation.
DM me, don't ask me.
What's that? Is it like, don't DM them. Thank you very much.
Why are you blocking them?
Is it like, no, I'm not.
Like, okay. Yeah, before this thing turns to gender war or whatever, before we start fighting and, you know, whatnot. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, sit down and watch because this is a whole different topic. People are diverting.
Okay, whatever.
It's going to be another episode, you know, for that. You can tear your shirts down.
No, I can come back. Me and Dam Larry, we can answer, like, if you guys send in your, like, requests, like, if you guys have relationship problems. I know it's not a relationship podcast, but, like, I have different things that I can offer. Send in your requests. Ask Damia Rose. I'll come back.
To your Oluli.
Whatever, which one is already? Ask us. We'll give you advice. It might not be
If you guys want Joanna back, don't worry. Just tell me.
We will be back. Like, we'll give you. Albeit it might not be great advice, but, like, we'll try give you. We'll try our best. We'll give you advice all the same, and you have a nice time. Like, you guys, we're vibe.
You know, there's one thing about There's one thing about, you know, when men get gifts for, like, ladies, just dresses, cake, nice shoes, whatever, you know, like materialistic things or like phones. You think it's right? Because I feel like, okay, Valentine, that's what you get your girl.
But I think also from a female perspective, obviously, I cannot speak for all women, but I think generally, like, girls want to know that guys care, that they are thinking about them.
I think, like, most girls want what's they can show their friends that, this is what my boyfriend wants.
Okay, that's a good perspective.
Valentine's Day,
that's a good perspective.
To me, it's like a gift to brag. Oh, my boyfriend
You have these girls that post that. Yes, that one is an element, but also you want to know that someone cares about you. Someone is listening to you.
On Twitter, lately, I saw a baby. I can't remember how she posted that they were 15 in her room. Mm-hmm. Like, none of them got Valentine gifts. But a babe, like, downstairs the hall, she got six hampers from different men.
Okay.
So she had to pity them or have mercy on them and give them one hamper to share so they can feel good about themselves. I mean, come on. But get up, 15 ladies. Are they all that terrible? Like, but I'm
no,
on
no,
them.
No, 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 no,
why
no.
Couldn't
stop.
They, why couldn't
stop.
They get their
bro,
or something?
Guys, I'll fight Dami. Me and Dami now, we're going to be fighting each other in the streets. No, it's not about, see, I feel like most people, is like, one thing that is annoying me nowadays is that I feel like people don't be dating people that they like.
Yes.
If you like somebody, you want to give them stuff. Don't say, well, those ladies, that terrible. they could not give them gifts. Nah. If you like a girl, you want to do stuff for her. And
you
if
want
a
to
girl
spend
likes
money, like,
you.
You like fine things, you want to spend money.
Exactly.
But why are we talking about,
and
like,
if
why
like,
are we talking about gifting girls?
Because Valentine's Day is
for me,
I feel like,
most, like, the question you asked, do men expect it? For me, I don't, it's not a thing for me. I'm not used to gifting.
But you're like, not used to gifting. I'm honestly, so who your girlfriends are the ones that are gifting you things?
No, like I'm not used to getting
the bad boy.
Oh, you're not getting gifts.
No. Bad boy. I'm not. So calm down. Though. I'm not used to getting gifts. But like, and then on days like Valentine's Day, it's not in my mind. Like, I know, okay, you might want to get me a gift, but it's not in my mind. I'm not constantly thinking, oh, I'm always be getting me. I don't reason it.
Okay, but you feel that pressure that way. I have to give my gift.
Yes,
that's when you start. Guys, okay, I also have a question to ask you. Do you feel that way on all the other holidays? Like, okay, Christmas, every other thing, apart from just Valentine's Day?
Yeah, because, you know, the society expects men to...
Bro, it's Dami speaking. Dami is not saying the truth.
Society expects men to be the one giving. That's the way it is.
That women that give gifts to you. Yeah. If women actually love you, they'll give you gifts.
Yeah. So exactly. Women, if you like each other, you care about the other person.
But you know, they actually babes are like you, and they don't reason giving you gifts.
Okay.
This thing boils down to like love languages.
Exactly. Yeah. And this ties into our topic. Yeah. Even though it's our Valentine's episode.
I mean, my last Valentine's celebrated was 2019. I mean,
Dami, are you telling her the truth? True or yes?
Yeah, true.
True, yeah. 2019, I mean, okay.
She took me out like for lunch.
Yes. Really?
Oh!
It was
that be nice.
It was amazing because, I mean, a day before, two days before, I mean, I fucked up really bad. But she still took me out for lunch. I mean,
it was sad background.
It was actually lovely.
It was lovely.
I had fun, you know, we had a nice time, it was cool. But after that day, she played me street though.
She played you street.
Don't trust women.
Okay, but what we're saying, this ties into the love languages. This ties into actually our topic for this Valentine's Day episode, which is Nigerian love languages.
They're like general love languages, you know, words of affirmation, gifts,
physical touch.
Gift giving is
you guys, let's list them down.
It's a Nigerian woman love language.
And what about it? Is there anything bad in that being a Nigerian love language? Okay, let's not get the love language is okay, quality time,
acts of service,
words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation,
physical touch,
gifting. I think there are about five in total, Sha.
Yeah.
At us on Twitter, So Nigerian Podcast, tell us what your love languages are and let us know. You know, below.
What's your own love language?
Well, my own love language is a little bit of everything. Because I want a complete guy. Wow. I want a guy, bro.
Jesus is coming, don't worry.
No.
Jesus is coming for you. Don't worry.
You guys, like I've always said, I just want to know that someone loves me, someone cares about me, someone is thinking of me during the day.
You download Sims 4 and be your perfect.
Just create your man.
Exactly.
Bro, Dami.
But obviously that men like that at the same time. There are men like that, you know, but then at the same time you need to find them and you guys, actually need to
don't go far.
No. Okay, but I want to know you guys' love languages. Let's start with Dami. Dami, tell us what your love language.
This guy don't get love language.
Wine is his love language. No. And also, so I read something about like them saying that if your love language is physical touch, you like to give love in the way your own love language is. So someone's love language might be acts of service, but your own love language is physical touch. So you touch your partner a lot, like you're very affectionate, but with them, that's not what their love language. So they don't feel it.
This guy is touching
you. But that's not their love language. Wait, so they don't feel it like that.
My love language is physical touch.
Really?
It's not my fault. It's not my fault actually, because the last person I was with, like, I fell in love with. I mean, I love language of physical touch. So, I mean, I just go used to it. So I like, she like, let's see.
Well, before that, she
brainwashed me. Like,
touch. So okay, but aside from physical touch, what other thing? Like, which other way do you like to love? And if you lie, Damiaros is not going to escape. Damiaros is going to tell us what love language is. Tell us whether it has a Valentine this year. So stay tuned to Soul Nigeria.
Disclaimer, it does though.
You know one thing
about like love languages. You know, basically, love language is just how you show love and how you receive love.
How you like to be loved.
Do you get it?
So like, Dami, how do you like to be loved?
Okay, babes, exactly. Tell us, Damiaros is Damiaros now. Tell us, how do you like to be loved?
I mean, like it depends. You can just, you know, physical touch. basically just
what's the number of affirmation?
That's the number of physical touch.
I mean, what's basically, you want your girl, you actually like all of them. There's nobody that doesn't like getting.
Okay, it has to be a rank.
Like, what do you like
Why are you putting me on the spot? It's the Soul Nigerian podcast. We are talking about everything. You know what? We are revealing ourselves. Nothing is left behind the curtain. Okay, so Damia Rose. What, you want your girl to tell you, okay, I care about you. You want your girl to be very, very vocal with how she feels towards you. What else? You want her to be affectionate. You want her to touch you. You want her to rub your head if you are feeling stressed. What else do you want from your girlfriend?
Or I mean, what else is there? Do you get, like, gifts? Just basically, actually.
You like gifts. But if you, no, no, no. But which one can you do? Do receiving or giving?
I can do without gifts because...
Giving gifts.
I can't do without receiving gifts.
No, yeah, I don't exactly. Think... No, no, no.
Most men can't do without receiving gifts. I mean, it's not
I
like...
feel like it's because of how you people have been conditioned.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not a common practice. Like,
you guys have to make money. You guys have to take care.
Exactly. Like,
but you guys are the one that formed the baby.
For instance, now. For instance, now. Like,
you deserve it.
For instance, now. Like, okay, my first love language is like physical touch. The second, I like an act of service. Like,
Like,
if I'm in love with you, like actually, like, in love.
So, is that what you like giving or what you like receiving?
Like giving, like, I can
giving.
Do, I can do.
So if your girl doesn't like, okay, if she doesn't help you do stuff or she does not take care of you, any of that, like, you will be fine with that.
Yeah, sure, I can do a lot of things for you if I try to love you. Like, I'll do like anything basically to please you.
One thing about, you know, Nigerian men and women, you get like your love language, it doesn't really matter when they really love you. When the
Let me tell you something. Straight up advice here. Don't compromise.
I advise from Isaac.
From a now single man.
If I'm why you talking like
Isaac,
that,
are you still hot from your last year's Valentine?
As I was saying.
What is pricking you, Isaac?
As I was saying, don't compromise.
Kill your freak, tell us.
If you're not getting the only reason that the person generally loves you, so if you're not fulfilling your love language, you can just don't compromise.
And that is for women too.
Generally, if your love language is quality time and you're not getting your quality time, bro, deep.
So all the girls that are listening out, guys, girls, ladies, everyone, especially ladies, if that nigga this year, this Valentine's Day, February 14th, if he does not give you what you want, if he does not buy gifts, if he does not show you that he cares, if he does not show you that he's thinking about, if he does not show you that you are priority, ditch him, okay?
Break up with him. JB, sorry.
Break up on
him. Wait, so when I try, like, don't purposely give you things on Valentine's Day. Don't know how
you No, okay, babe. Okay, babe. It's not about giving. It's about knowing that someone cares about you. I want to make you feel special. Nah, I'm not saying that girls should test
that. Okay, if let's say her birthday, your anniversary and her birthday falls before Valentine's.
Bringing up all sorts of scenarios that would not happen.
You go, it's possible.
If your anniversary and her birthday falls before Valentine's, and so you get her something for her birthday, get her something for your anniversary, and then you, for some reason, skip Valentine's.
Yeah.
Does that mean she should?
It depends, guys, Dami is dancing right now.
Guys, anytime I say Dami, know that it's not Dami Rose. When I want to say Dami Rose, I know. Dami is dancing right now. I'm sure you guys already know his personality type. He's, you know, low-key, hot, like a mouth fuck boy. So, that's what he does.
Sorry, I'm a lover boy. Like,
he's a lie. Don't listen to him. I'm not a fuck boy. Like, don't listen to him. I think that any girl, somebody that likes you, that loves you, cares about you, and you care about them, it's not going to be all about gifts. I think on Valentine's Day, if you have already given gifts all these previous days, you're giving for a birthday, you're giving for your anniversary, you're giving for whatever, on Valentine's Day, it is not about gifts. It's just about knowing that this person is thinking about me, this person cares about me, this person wants to know that, yes, serious, Damia Rose, this person wants to know, this girl wants to know that.
Woman is about gifts, bro.
I refuse to accept that women are that materialistic. And also, even if women were materialistic, that's fine too because they deserve. period.
He's bragging rights. He's bragging rights. He's bragging rights.
You know one thing.
You don't post on our group chat. Oh my boy, don't come with this.
Bro, Snapchat, Instagram, this.
You know. Funnily enough, they actually like percentage of Nigerian women. I was like, okay, I just want flowers and perfumes for Valentine's or something. You were like, oh, I love flowers a lot. No, calm down.
Flowers cost too. Flowers cost too.
Let me.
I don't know for flower cost to.
You don't buy flowers.
Baba, I don't spend money. Flower cost to.
Yeah, damn it.
I come out.
But flower cost,
flowers are expensive.
Okay. But aside from flowers,
you can come buy those flowers. They could tell you, I didn't want them.
the flowers would die. But my point is, aside from like, so for example, the week of Val's Day is coming. Your girlfriend is saying, my neck is paining me. My head is paining me. Like my body, like I feel like I need to be, properly What you should do instead of being like, oh, this girl is just complaining, you should be like, book her a massage. Or better still, even if you don't book her a massage, give her a massage. That's advice to all the guys out there. You don't have to spend a big ass amount of money on Val's Day. You just have to make sure that the girl feels loved on that day. And I'm sure this baby is also going to make you feel loved because she cares about you. Okay? Mic drop. Joe Millions is out. Thank you very much. I've waved my flag. I've given the ultimate advice.
I agree with like Joanna. You have to put thoughts into gifts that you give out at the same time. Okay, you have to listen. Because she gave me that advice. I actually have to listen and then, you know, what she needs and what she has.
Why is she giving
me
that advice?
Exactly, because Dami Larry, when I asked him...
When
I asked him where he was giving any vows that he has, I didn't know that he has vows, but I said,
you just buy a dress.
Dami Larry just said.
You try and afford both.
Probably four dresses. I said, Dami Larry.
You can't really say, okay, for example, now, I used to have someone. She had the same theory that.
Guys,
by the way, Isaac is the number one lover boy. So just know, like all the girls out there. No. First, God forbid. Bro, not Dami. Guys, girls, don't DM Dami. DM Isaac. You know why? Because Isaac is a nice guy and Isaac might probably treat you well. Okay. Isaac will announce to the world that. Bro, I'm with this girl. You will never feel like you're undercover relationship with
Isaac. Don't lie.
Actually, don't worry. I cannot vouch for men because men will disgrace you. But you know what? Just take a little bit of this is just a little bit of an endorsement, not complete one, just tiny, like 10% out of 100.
He's misleading the masses.
Anyways, as I was saying, I used to have someone that had the same theory that whatever, if the person is feeling this way, buy them something that has to do with this thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, I write. And the person's idea of the gift was to get me Jota and pen.
Guys, for Christmas.
She was just telling
me. What year were you? How old were you guys?
No, I was old enough.
Was it a lie? Because Isaac will use this one to embarrass one girl, one nice girl that got him Jota and pen. I'm sure it was a fancy book.
I'm not saying she got it. I'm just saying, like, we were having this conversation and she's like, oh, you're right now. So I think I'll get you Jota. But me, I'm on gifts. I don't bust my head. So I was just like, oh, no.
She could have bought an iPad, with a pen.
Bro, Dami, what's the most expensive thing you've given a girl? How much is Melody address?
No. I've been singing for a while.
So what do you do now for
my female friends? I try to treat them right.
Okay, so
the single ones.
Long story.
My single friends for birthdays, most birthdays, like I get them cake, you know. Lunch,
breakfast.
Let me finish now. Like I actually write an epistle of like 250 words for them.
Bro, that's not expensive. Bro.
Wait now, like I go a lot like cakes, you know, breakfast, lunch, shit. to make them feel special. I mean, they're not my babies, they're my best friends.
Let me,
they're my close friends.
As a bad boy.
As a bad boy. He bought his baby car.
Oh, that's a fucking bad boy.
Excuse me, I want to hear who bought a babe. Medici.
I remember that I said I booked like a boat tour for his baby.
You booked a boat tour for your baby.
Yeah, for like she.
I go hard.
The old, like a beach tropicana cruise, you know. The old beach cruise, like boat tour.
Why is Joe Bios, beach weekend. Why is Joe
JB. What have you bought for your men?
Yeah.
What's most expensive
you
bought for
your man? You guys are putting me on the spot. First of all, I've not had many boyfriends.
The one you had.
No, but that's what I'm saying. When Isaac was trying to shame a girl for buying Jota and pen. So this guy that...
Yeah, he's broke, girl.
I mean, you know, I'm a little broke, but what about the women that have invested in men that were broke? Women have invested in broke men, so why can't a man invest in me? Oh, yeah, mic drop.
Period.
Mic drop. First of all, I'm not broke in Jesus' name. People already know my name is Joe Billion.
But okay, I was in a story.
I said that's why when Isaac was shaming that girl for buying him Jota.
I didn't shame her.
I bought my guy. My guy said he likes writing. You know, he's a journal guy, he's a deep guy.
I put him a nice hardcover note. That's cold. I was thinking about my guy.
My guy said, I like writing. I'm a person that like is always thinking. And I was like, okay, he likes writing, so I'm going to get him a pen. I even cooked for him. I cooked for him.
What did you cook?
Tell me that it's not cute.
Mom, you're a full Yoruba baby.
What did you cook for him?
You're a full Yoruba baby. You know,
guys,
you know,
I cooked one of my Yoruba babies abroad. I was always talking to him about it, and I cooked it for him. So that
Yoruba babies abroad, yeah, they will cook for you. You know, give you food, make you like love them. When our former, they want to hold you down,
this
man.
This person wasn't even a boyfriend or anything like that. He was just a close friend. So there you have that it. Like,
you buy
no,
you
no,
like.
No,
you
no,
buy,
no, no,
you
no,
buy
no, no, like, you know, feelings.
You buy
he was
for
just
you.
A friend.
You buy gifts for your close friend.
Someone that I care about. Of course.
What are you looking for?
A premium babe, Joe Billions. No, okay, you guys, tell me, what are you looking for in a Valentine's? Boom. Oh, yeah. Damian Rose must start first because Damian Rose has not been talking much. Tell us what you're looking for in a Valentine.
You just feel love, drop banger tweets.
Like
on the timeline. Watch videos on the TL and say, oh.
Damian Rose, tell us, what are you looking for in a babe? Because most of these guys here, they don't have Valentine's. So girls, like, of course, like, I don't know. Okay, I will not hang out with guys that are not good people. So to some degree, they are okay people. If they play you, send up to you. Don't jump into their DMs. But to some degree, they are okay, guys. So let us know. Tell us, you guys, one by one. What do you guys want in a Valentine's? Let the girls know.
What do we want in a Valentine's?
Yeah, what do you guys want in a Valentine's?
Bro, you just want to feel love, you know?
You just
want to
feel love.
You just want to feel love.
Dami. You guys, Notorious Dami. Dami, tell us what you want in a Valentine's.
Sorry, please. Disclaimer. I'm not notorious. I'm a lover boy.
Babes. Dami is a fuck boy. Oh, yeah. What do you want in a Valentine's? Tell us.
I want someone that, you know, like, digs me.
Oh, are you even ready for a relationship?
Am I ready?
Look at questions.
That's tight, you know. I mean, like, when I love hard. So, exactly. So, yeah.
No, but...
Hey, Lamba. Hey, Lamba. Hey, I'm too meek.
What?
No. Like, I mean, for Valentine, I want someone that actually, loves me for who I am, you know. Mm-hmm. Not someone that loves me for, like, you know, funds and things like that.
Billions.
Someone that loves me for why I am, like, appreciates me, like, enjoy like our time together. Not that one for a Valentine.
Do you think when everybody's like, okay, how do you want to spend your Valentine's? It all boils down to being happy, you know? just be bold and ask, okay, are you actually happy? Like, do you actually enjoy this Valentine?
Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah, you actually have to.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. Bro, don't compromise.
Don't anymore. Compromise. Bro, for, see, you don't know go they do pass yourself.
You don't get bar. And you have quality time you want. If just that, carry on. No, now go. If not shrine, now the go. No, now go shrine.
You get like love languages right. And
okay, go, come out.
Love languages and like cruise. Valentine period actually like are intertwined because you actually have to use it to. Not like you shouldn't do that for the rest of the year or throughout the year. It's just that you need to put extra efforts for because of this Valentine. It's actually a period where you need to show
love. I think
love.
Every day should be Valentine's Day. Ideally, if you love someone, you care about them. You want, ideally, you want them to feel loved every day. It shouldn't just be a day.
JB.
If the day before Valentine's Day, you are fighting with your girl. She's asking you for, please, can you send me Uber money? You say, no, Uber money for what? And then on Valentine's Day, you are nice. Nah, you are missing it out.
Sorry, guys.
You are missing out.
JB is a typical Nigerian woman.
No, I'm not a typical Nigerian woman. I'm just a Nigerian woman. She knows what she's worth. I know what I'm worth. Guys, this
Brass Queen, she's making me feel like we've been patriarchal.
Yes, you guys have been patriarchal because I just feel like guys normally they are born with chests. They are born with audacity.
Very gender inclusive.
Yeah, and for every woman, I just think like ask for what you want, like say what you want in a relationship. If you have to beg any guy or cry your way into a guy treating you nice,
ditch him.
That guy doesn't like you.
Beg your babe to tell you.
Isaac, we were not talking about that.
Everything.
I was not talking about that.
He just left the relationship. So
no, it's not that.
Yeah, clearly, Isaac is still feeling sad from XXX Stan account. So, sir, my point is that treat the people that you care about nice. Don't take them for granted. Like, I feel like a lot of people on Valentine's Day, they take their family, their significant others for granted. Like, no, this person is special. Just because they've been there for a long time does not mean that okay, like you can take them for granted. Like, show the people that you care about that you love them and that you care about them and you want them to feel special.
Okay,
boom.
So, JB,
another fire.
JB, have a question.
Okay,
what are you doing for this Valentine?
Babes, you know normal thing, like just chilling.
Like, what do you mean by chilling?
Just
alone?
Chilling. No one wants to spend
Valentine
some money.
Valentine is coming.
Okay, guys.
Where's your boyfriend? You are sitting at the lonely. Your mates are getting famous. Where's your boyfriend?
Okay, guys. See the way they are making fun of me.
No, but like,
if you guys want him way up, take care of me. How are
you? My cousin's into tech boys that are into oil industry.
Femtech, not 1,000 years. Old.
Don't worry. Tech,
millionaires.
Tech men that are into oil industry are big.
Everybody's
bro, you day into oil. Don't worry, I'll talk for you, shorty.
Thanks,
babe.
You day into oil.
Coconut oil.
And they buy for it.
They like lawyers for our family.
Jimmy, you
exactly. No, I'm not going to be about if you're not going to respond on me, if you're not going to take care of
me.
Did you see the way Dami and I started from this podcast? Now we are vows people. Have you seen? So Nigerian listeners, people, but you never know. Like, you can find your vows for fellow So Nigerian listeners. Ask each other, get engaged, like, mix with each other, share your opinions. When someone says and mentions that, like, okay, I heard this from some Nigerian podcast, you two like, DM. If you see one guy with a fine proper picture,
serious,
and you're like, slide into
shoot
the DM.
Your shots.
Exactly. This vows
or
day,
you will die lonely.
This vows day, all of us on So Nigerian, we're asking you to shoot your shots. Take a bold.
You can use their love languages to shoot shots. Like, like my own love language.
Boom,
now. But I didn't mention his giveaway. If you give me money, don't worry. That's my own love language.
Isaac, what's your love language?
Exactly.
If you write for him.
I don't even feel like Isaac probably told us his love language. Isaac, yeah.
What was your love language?
Give away.
Sorry?
Quality time.
Quality time, like go out to movies or what.
And then physical touch.
Everybody seems to like physical
serious
touch.
Serious physical touch.
Serious.
Optimum physical touch.
Isaac, are you a giver of physical touch?
You want me right now?
So the love language is like you giving and you like receiving.
Yeah.
Because people can want to give than different from
us. Get a relationship advice.
Boom! Guys, ask Damian.
Wait, JB, what's yours?
Bring me back.
JB, what's yours? What's yours?
If you want Joanna back, just tell me. Just
exactly.
Say, we want Joanna back.
I want this babe back. See, guys, I like to give physical touch, and I like to receive physical. Actually, I'm not sure I like to give. I like to receive physical touch. I want to know that my man. To be fair, let me tell you something. I feel like I want my boyfriend to be more in love with me than you guys are fuck boys. You guys, yes. And let me tell you, the reason why girls. Okay, I'm not going to advise girls. I'm just speaking for myself. I feel like personally. Just because I want to feel secure, because a lot of these guys, they be playing games. They be using you for,
How about another question? How about like people that need to celebrate Valentine's with people that I know in long distance relationships?
That's a good one.
Do you want to talk about this one? Do you get like when people that are like abroad and you know 5,000 miles away, so I need to celebrate Valentine's, and you need to use their love language to like link up.
And Damilare, we've spoken about this so many times. Damilare is always telling me that he cannot do long distance relationship. I can do long distance relationship.
It cannot even work. You say you like physical touch and you don't study.
I can make exceptions. I just want to know that wherever he is, I'm all in his mind. Okay. He's all about me. That's what I want to know.
What's good of you?
Tell me you are trash. Tell us about it. How did you do vows with long distance? Tell us.
See, I like you guys trash.
Let me give you guys this one.
You want before?
Let me give you guys this one. When I was in uni, so I had a baby. She was in another school.
Bro.
Vows day.
Another school.
Yeah.
My one was Miles in uni.
See, let me bust your head. Calm down. Vastly, they do for money when I wake up. They do all this love. Bread, man, somebody is taking out on a Snapchat.
Ah, Baba, shake me.
I heard also Nigerians listener podcasts or podcast listeners.
We're good to have for you. We're good bag out for you.
I want to encourage also Nigerian listeners. Boys, guys, and girls, especially again, shoot your shot this Valentine's Day. Shoot your shot. Like, really,
are you not even tired of being single?
Exactly.
Please try and change things.
You never know whether someone likes you or someone doesn't like you, and you miss 100 of the shots you don't take. Boom, inspirational quote. So,
how about babes? How about situations where I move to you and you're giving me hard guy, telling me to fuck off and everything? I'm someone else, and you come at me and tell me, "Oh, I'm not patient."
You never know what women want.
See,
there's an episode what women want, what we think women want.
Who said that? It's a past episode.
Because that's the thing, you can never know what women want.
Listen to that there and hit me up or hit the mirrors up to tell me whether it's nice or not. Because I'm a vibe.
If you want to hit Joanna up, you have to go through me. Tell me guys into
my cousin.
I'm first in line now. I'm on the queue.
Don't worry, you know D. I don't value you.
Bro, I get fun.
I don't value you.
You get fun.
Do my left note. My left what?
Your left note. So basically, yeah, everybody should just find someone special, spend time, love somebody.
Most importantly, be with someone that loves you back.
So sorry,
don't be loving nobody that don't love you. Simple.
Are you in love?
Baby,
Dami
Larry,
cars. Yeah.
Are you in love?
What's Fulani's man saying? Are you in love? Yes or no? Simple question.
Yes or no? Joe, are you in love?
Isaac, are you in love?
Tommy, are you in love?
Yes, I am. I will say my love.
That's good for you. Stay safe. Stay happy.
Yeah.
Stay in love.
Learn about your love language. Learn about what you require in a relationship. Yes. What you want someone to give you and what you want to give. Communicate. That is what a relationship Thank is you, all Joby, about.
Yes. Is that at every point in time, every hour, please check video call your babe.
Oh, but
I never said
video
that.
Call
I,
your babe.
Your babe,
I never know said that.
So. If your babe
tells
you that.
Make your babe feel at all hours of the day that you
if she tells you, if she tells you she can't come out, that she's on her period, just
be oh, about timer. Is low. Just some I don't blow.
These women are dangerous.
No.
So
oh,
are if you don't see her status down there, just know.
Just know. Say, but don't
she has not post on IG.
I want all the ladies out there to particularly know their worth and to know what they deserve. This Valentine's Day, if you feel like you don't get what you deserve, you know what to do.
But
there's no need for long suffering.
Don't go and buy Jota and pain.
First of all, everyone is different, but I want you to know what you deserve. Like, I'm not saying no, I'm not giving advice that everybody should break up immediately. Someone doesn't do something, communicate.
Yeah.
But you know, common sense will tell you when someone cares about
you.
And
you should start a relationship.
Boom, I should start a relationship. You guys, if you want me back, ask that Mary.
If you want, Joanna.
Bring back Joanna.
I mean, I name you want to call me? Accounts, my main accounts. I mean, come on. But Loki.
Whatever name you want to call me, add to Nigerian.
If you don't have
tell
a
us what you think.
If you don't have a vow, I mean, you can eat any of us up on.
We're
all single.
February 27.
This idiot say, if they find babe, DM after Valentine.
No DM now. Street hard.
My nigga doesn't want to fall in love now.
All of us on this podcast and at this day, we're wishing you a very happy Valentine's Day. You know,
yeah, in advance or in arrears.
Kisses, mi amor, gracias, adios.
We want all of you to have a very nice Valentine's. And yeah, bye.
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 Tiger.
've you ever listened to a podcast and thought about what other listeners are saying about that episode? Have you ever thought about giving feedback and interacting with the host of a favorite podcast? Podroom is a podcast player and chat room platform for the podcast communities. Join millions of similar podcast listeners and interact with like minds on the Podroom app. It's a social networking platform with over 750,000 audio and video podcast content. It's available on the Play Store and App Store. Download Podroom now to enjoy this episode